for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour. This is hour number four of our weekly radio broadcast here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. It is November. We're in the middle of Home Finance Month. If you joined us last Saturday, you heard from Galaxy Lending, Mr. Harold Perkins, talking about current rates and different type of loan options for you, the Arizona homeowner. Next week, we have what we call the Tucson trifecta. We've got the home inspector, the realtor, and the finance guy, all locals of Tucson market, and work great together. And it's a perfect trifecta for expert industries that you need if you are looking to purchase a new home. You've got to have a great lender, you've got to have a great realtor, and you've got to have a great home inspector for optimizing your home ownership. Sure, you could go without a realtor and find something off the market. Sure, you could bypass the home inspection, but that kind of leads into what we're going to have fun with on the last Saturday of the month, Thanksgiving weekend, the Money Pit weekend. We're going to take the silly movie of Tom Hanks, The Money Pit, and apply five real-life Money Pit examples that we've seen here and to avoid. But bringing it back to today, we have John Bedrosic of Homezada. You've heard us talking about this great app that is a digital home management. You can inventory your home. You can track your maintenance. You can manage your projects. You can sell your home. But today we're talking about the finance application of Homezada, because anybody that has had a horse, it'll tell you it's buying the horse that's cheap. It's owning the horse that's expensive. A lot can be said for the home, too. Buying one can be a lot cheaper than what you're going to spend over it over the course of the life of that home. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Romy. It's a pleasure to be here again, and looking forward to talking about home finances today.
Now, if you don't have the Homezada app, don't think you're not going to learn something from today. It'll give you a broad perspective of all the things that you need to be anticipating financially as you own a home. But for those of you that have gone to Rosie on the House, clicked log in and signed up for the Homezada digital app, you can log on and walk through this interview with us and have the finance side of your home, I won't say completely set up, but you'll be underway to getting it set up, because this program does so much, it can be so overwhelming that we never start the project to begin with. Okay, starting off logged in, I've got six options here. I'm clicking on finance. When we come to the finance part of it, we've got property values, mortgage, insurance, and household expenses. John, let's just start at the property value.
Yeah, absolutely. The property values piece really is sort of the central hub around managing what most people will tell you is your home's your largest financial asset and biggest expense. And the property values piece is focusing on the asset value piece, right? So essentially, it's pretty darn simple. All you have to do is confirm your address. And then based on your address, Homezada will go out and get the current estimated value of your home and give you a high-low range. And we'll automatically update that for you every quarter, because as we all know, local real estate market values are constantly changing depending on what the market conditions are. So staying on top of what the estimated value of your home is an important part of the overall home financial aspects of managing your house.
And this isn't something that y'all are doing by yourself as well. You've got a great third-party verification software that Homezada is using to collect this information.
That's correct. It's a combination of two things. One is we're using a real estate data provider that has access to basically 120 million homes all across the U.S., and they're kind of doing all the number crunching based on your address over what the current homes are for sale, what recent sales are, and based on all those algorithms, they come back and give us the estimated home value. Another thing our customers really like is not only does it give you your estimated home value for today, but it even gives you a forecast over what they think your home could be worth over the next 3 years, which is an important thing to know, because obviously we'd love to live in a home that's going to appreciate given market conditions, and that could help you decide whether you want to sell the home or reinvest in the home, or if you happen to be living in an area that might be depreciating, then you obviously want to maybe perhaps consider getting out of that home, moving to a different location. So we do a lot of other things on top of that data, and the one thing that we also do is actually calculate your home equity, which is probably even more important than just the value, because we will take your mortgage and figure out what the remaining balance is on your mortgage to really show you how much equity you have in your current home.
And all of those are great tools for the homeowners. We're making decisions about, you know, staying in our home, or if we're at a point we need to move because of school, or we need to upsize, or we pull out that equity and change the house we live in to accommodate our current living needs. Now, the tools in this also allows you to track your property taxes, the installment payments. It allows you to track your mortgage payments. So you've got finance tracking as well to show your history of payment, and it helps you see, as you're paying off your monthly mortgage, what your principal versus interest becomes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously most people have a primary mortgage, but the system allows you to track if you have a second mortgage as well, and really understanding what that loan balance is and then understanding what that equity is. And like you said, equity is such a big component of people's overall net worth. People end up looking at that as, you know, their nest egg for retirement. They look at that as, if I sell the house, this is what the cash out might be, obviously less closing costs. If I want to get a home equity loan to pay for home improvement projects or college tuition or unforeseen medical expenses, it is such a big component. And what we really want to do at HomeZada is constantly give the homeowner updated visibility, because your home equity is changing all the time, because hopefully your value of your home may be appreciating and you're paying off your mortgage. So really understanding how that equity grows over time will give you better sort of financial visibility over your asset value.
And every time I come here, it seems like I'm learning something new about this program and what it does. And I think, you know what, I wish it did this. And I play around, I'm like, oh, you know what, it does. I mean, the amount of functionality that's continually added into this application is incredible.
Yeah, and we really try to make it easy. You know, I think you previously mentioned, you know, obviously property taxes, that's something that, you know, after you buy the home, we usually forget about that. Sometimes it's embedded in our monthly mortgage payment. Other times people choose to pay it on its own. But just giving people the understanding of not even having to do data entry, all we need is your address, and we'll understand what your parcel number is and your property tax assessed value. Because obviously how your property is assessed from a tax perspective is probably different than what it may be valued in the open marketplace. It's probably different on what you need to insure your house for if you need to rebuild it. And so it's really trying to give consumers more what I call financial visibility into the different financial ways that you need to view your home.
Now, going left to right, looking at all of our different finance options, so we've been going through the property value one, and I'm clicking over now to the mortgage one. And you've got exactly that. You've got three different tabs to operate. You have your mortgage, your second loan, and documents. Again, a lot of this is synchronized with the technology from your real estate database. And what I really love is it the calculation of seeing your principal getting paid to zero. That's fun to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we buy a home, obviously that's when we're signing up for our big mortgage. But everybody wants to see that balance go down over time, and just showing people that visualization over how it goes to zero creates some not only emotional benefit, but obviously just sort of better financial knowledge. You know, it's sort of like, again, once you sign that initial mortgage, people tend to forget, well, what is the total cost of my loan? And over the next, if you got a 15-year loan or a 30-year loan, how much interest am I going to pay? The system even has kind of like a what-if analysis, like if you added an extra $100 a month to your mortgage payment, how much interest would you save over the course of the loan? So obviously we're doing lots of different things to give people more visibility over, you know, their overall mortgage and how that total cost is going to sort of impact them over the next, you know, 15, 20 years. And then, like you said, at the top, there's another tab there. A lot of people will just upload their mortgage documents as sort of safekeeping, right? Part of the whole make sure you've got your documents, you know, prepared in case of some disaster hits. Where are all your mortgage documents? Most people, they're stuck in a closet in paper format. Just having the ability to get that into PDF and upload it, again, becomes that central place of storing the documents.
And the what if is so much fun. You've got this button. Once you put in your principal loan amount, your interest rate, the terms of payoff, then you do have this what if, and you can click there. And exactly what John was saying, let's see if I add $100, let's say if I double the principal. I don't know of any other tool that's as easy to use as this that's available on the market.
Yeah, we've done a really good job, I think, of trying to present the user with a lot of valuable information, but make it really easy that they don't have to enter a lot of this information themselves, right? And so that's part of the value is, A, having everything in one place, but then also when it's pretty much easy, like I said, all you really need to do is give us your address, and 90% of this data is automatically calculated for you. Then you can do all the what ifs and sort of play around with these things, and maybe we got your interest rate off by a half a percentage point or not. All you have to do is click that in there and sort of recalculate it to get it based on the specifics of your loan. But the accuracy of our tool is pretty darn good, and a lot of our customers really like it. I mean, it's again, it goes back to everybody tells you your home's your largest financial asset and biggest expense. But where do you log in to see all this information, right? There is nothing really to log in, and that's really the void that HomeZada is filling.
In this application, I just put in $300 if I added that to my monthly payment. It takes my payoff time from 2039 down to 2029, saves 10 years, $99,100.84. I think I could manage that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, again, not only it's showing you both the financial savings, but also the time savings, right? It's sort of like, again, if you have a 30-year loan and you're going to shrink that back to 25 or 22 or 20 years and you're going to save all that, it's just great information that I think homeowners really sort of need to manage their house.
And we've got a lot more features we'll talk about as well. Now let's start calculating for those big expense maintenance items, the new roof, the new air conditioning unit. You can use your HomeZada app to do that. Right here at Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation or have a question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.